This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
What's up, Atlanta and all around the world? Earth Day.
What's up?
Another week. God is good.
Indeed he is. Indeed
God
he is.
So
and we've been
good.
Witness and to how good he is this week. Amen.
Yes, I am. Like, we, if we get into that, I could start crying again. But you know, I ain't about to do that. Why? Because we made it through. So you know I'm about to
Amen.
Get my
And those would be tears of joy. Those would be tears of joy. Ooh. But you got a scripture for us this evening, right?
Girl, say it again. The scripture. Psalm 150. Let everything.
Hallelujah.
That have breath.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And praise him some more. Praise him with the cymbals. Praise him on the tambourine.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him with the harp. Praise him in the dance. Praise him in the song. Just praise him.
Hallelujah.
I love the way Vicky Wine said it. Just shake yourself aloof.
Mm-hmm.
Shake yourself aloof.
Right, right.
And he said and he tried to get me, but I got away.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I like how the scripture tells us that Jesus has provided a way out of all tribulations and trials. So we ain't even got no excuses for staying stuck. But I like that scripture because, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, excuse me, what we want to say to the urban culture people is,
mm-hmm.
praise today. If anything the devil is on you right now, I mean like right now, where you feel crunched and almost broke down, you get up and you shout and you praise and you find the best praise song. And it's just like Maya Angelou said, I know why the cage bird sings, because I don't feel like I'm in a cage when
That's
I
right.
can praise.
That's right.
Praise your way through.
Yes. Hallelujah. And tonight we have some guests with us that are exemplifying that scripture. They're walking it out. We got a good number of people on the line with us tonight from the Excellence in Christian Music Academy, the founder himself, Henry Harris, Miss Arnita Yancey, Lakeisha Earl, and Julia Royston are joining us tonight to talk about this great, great work that they're doing to benefit independent artists. And they're using their gifts to praise the Lord. So we're excited tonight. But before we get into our guest and get to the rest of the show, we're going to play some good music for you. And on last week, we had a guest DJ, DJ Somatic, and he shared with us a great mix, but we only gave y'all half of it. So the rest of it is coming right now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this ride. iCulture Radio.
Yeah, that's right. You know what it is. It's your homeboy, DJ Somatic. But right now, it's not about me right now. It's about this new radio show we call iCulture Radio. And you're listening to it right now alongside my homegirl, Ursula. The radio show that's impacting, that's influencing, that's igniting and inspiring the culture. Let's go.
DJ Somatic.
Some say I'm cocky, I just know they got me. was really born a robot as a baby. No real life in me, I just played my role. No self-control, I just did what I was told. I got my first order, I was just a day old. But I didn't have a chance cause my heart was way cold. My heart took the orders, it couldn't break the mold. Soul undermined and I couldn't take control. So I was just chilling in my robot clothes, with my robot friends and my robot flows. Living robot ways cause it's all I know. Till I heard I could be free from my robot soul. I'm like, why you always trying to control me? You were not my boss, that's the old me. Obviously you don't know my style. I'm not a robot now. The crazy thing is, I ain't always a robot. So I ain't have a whole lot of plans for me to roll at. Thought I was unique, I thought that I was so hot. But I was just like the mother drones, I was so lapped. Brainwashed, I was listening to lies. The freedom that I thought I had was really a mirage. Made my own choices, but it was in disguise. The only thing I really did was pick a different lie. So I was still a drone, nothing but a clone. I only knew the lies, cause it's all that I was shown. But I've been remade, my heart is no longer stone. With my ex-robots who could sing this song. Now I've been remade, and I'm no longer hollow. A real man can't change everything that I know. He gave me truth, that's a hard pill to swallow. Gave me new commands, and he freed me up to fight. Why you always trying to control me? You were not my boss, that's the old me. Obviously, you don't know my style. I'm not a robot now.
Talk about hotness. That's that DJ Somatic. All right. So I hope y'all are enjoying that. We got our guest with us tonight, Rick Black. Tell the listeners about where to find us on social media.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
Okay, this is Arnetta. Now it's a little better. I don't know what that noise was.
Oh, okay. All right, Arnetta, we're going to have you hold on for a minute, and we're going to let our listeners know where they can find us on social media. Rick, you got that information for them?
Man, you know where to find us always, at Twitter, at iCultureRadio. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/iCultureRadio, or at radio.com. As always,
and then if you have questions for our guest tonight, do give us a call here at the station in Atlanta, 404-355-8699. Again, that number is 404-355-8699. Mama Glow.
What's up, boo-boo? Come crazy.
Yes.
You know, static coming through the line.
Yeah.
On the guest, and so tell our master technician... Talk to the boy. Don't play with me. I know he in there laughing.
Yes, he is. But you know what? That's just the that's just a mass feedback from everybody wanting to get on tonight. So we handling it. You know, we have a little technical difficulty, but we put the enemy under our feet, and we're going to keep it rolling.
Absolutely. I've been with the guests. We've been chopping it up. Forgot our brother was on the phone, but we called him Big Papa now because we told him that Deborah's was up under the tree. And so he was like, I heard everything y'all said. We was like, oops.
That's right. You better be paying
attention. Come on, bring your guest in, Earth.
Yes, yes. Mr. Harris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here as always.
Yay, awesome. I'm so honored to introduce to y'all tonight Mr. Henry Harris, the founder and lead executive for the Excellence in Christian Music Academy. It's 3 years running. We're in our third year, and I'm just so elated to have him with us tonight. Mr. Harris, tell us about the Excellence in Christian Music Awards, ECMA.
Yes. Ursula, thank you so much for having us on your show tonight. The Excellence in Christian Music Academy is an education, motivation, and a recognition program that consists of a series of coaching and training sessions to help empower our candidates, as we call them, those who registered for the program,
right,
to improve and help level the playing field in the music industry.
Amen.
Right. So in essence, what we're talking about is you coach and teach all these independent artists out there that may not have all the tools and resources in place to understand better how to utilize this platform to make sure that they're putting their best foot forward for the music that they're or arts that they're doing, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
It's,
wonderful.
You know, the music industry is so big, and it consists of many, many components. And an artist, especially, you know, somebody that's just starting out, brand new to the industry, could get lost.
Right.
Quite quickly and wrapped up into a lot of things within the industry that they should not be involved in. When their core thinking should be shaping the music, you know, and helping to shape their own future in this industry.
Right.
Amen.
That's what we do.
And the thing I love
about Mama Glow, so what you're saying is that you teach them the business side and not the foolishness side so that they're able to perfect their gift.
It's the combination of the business side, the artistry side, all of the components that go with that music industry piece that they're seeking. I mean, a lot of artists.
All right. I need y'all to just hang in there with us for a second while we work out some technical difficulty. And I think we can go to some commercials. Oh, are we back? Okay.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
All right.
Mom?
Hey, all right now. Back?
Yes, yeah. We're back. We got our technical difficulties worked out. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. It happens in the age of technology. It happens.
Absolutely.
Okay. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we
talking to keep next Thursday.
Yeah, we're gonna keep the conversation moving.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we were talking about, you know, ECMA. And I know, Mr. Henry, you were giving us a kind of a synopsis or a quick summary of what it is that you all do. If you could, do you have or kind of give us an idea of, do you have a target audience, a target demographic or anything like that that you all try to reach out to?
The target demographic that we reach out to are all Christian gospel artists.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in diversity.
Okay.
And we believe in the inclusion of all genres of gospel and Christian music. So regardless if it's hip-hop gospel, urban contemporary, traditional, children's performances.
Quartet.
And the like.
Quartet.
All of those genres. The information that we cover and that we present is well-balanced enough to cover all genres of Christian gospel music. And possibly some of those who are involved in the Christian jazz or the jazz, R&B, and so forth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
When you take a look at the information that deals with the music business industry, it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all, but it's included. It's mm-hmm. inclusion.
Right.
So when you talk about certain things, you can make those things applicable to whatever the situation is.
And what I love, too, about ECMA is that it's an extended program and it covers a multiplicity of subjects. Talk about how long a candidate is expected to be committed to the program and then what topics you all cover.
Mm-hmm. Well, our program is sort of like a fast-track type program. You know, in some college courses, you know, you have or college curriculums, you have semesters and so forth. But what we do is we take a block of core subjects. Over the past 3 years, we've done at least maybe anywhere from 33 to 35 different sessions each year. But it does not take a year. The ECMA 2013 that we just completed, we started the sessions at the end of January, and we were finished by the first week in May.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is intense, and it covers, we talk about core topics such as music production, commanding the stage, songwriting, promotions and marketing, branding, and setting up your business structure, mm-hmm. making sure that the record label or the music entity that you put in place is structured legally,
mm-hmm.
correct.
Right. That's
especially
awesome.
With the publishing aspect.
Cool. Right. And I know you have some other guests with you tonight. I know Miss Lakeisha Earl and Julia Royston, and even one of the candidates for this year, Miss Arnetta Yancey.
Well, we have two. We have two of the candidates who in the program this year, and also one of the candidates was actually part of the founding team.
Right.
All right.
To see the well, two of the people, well, including you, that'd be three.
Yeah.
We're part of the founding team when we first started the ECMA. So we have candidate Arnetta, evangelist Arnetta Yancey, Lakeisha Earl, and then we also have the one of the heads of our educational team, Julia Royston.
I would like to just briefly hear from Ms. Royston about her perspective of the program and what she runs and what maybe candidates need to be prepared for when they sign up for the Excellence in Christian Music Academy. Julia?
Well, the thank you so much for the opportunity. The ECMA is information-rich and power-packed.
Yes.
We're trying to make it as comprehensive a program as possible to cover not only the business end, but as well the spiritual end.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Harris has talked briefly about some of the courses. We did have 33 sessions. I was a coach as well as setting up the catalog, the descriptions, along with Dr. Robin Moore, who kind of put the catalog together. We worked together to put the catalog together. But it really... not only stage and the business end, but we also talk about the spiritual preparation that needs to go along with being on the stage itself.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the courses that I was involved in, one was leading frontline worshiper, basically just talking about being a worshiper, keeping a connection with God, and then your image off stage.
Wow.
You know, we do a lot of preparation for on stage, but your behavior off stage can keep you permanently off stage.
Okay,
good point.
We've kind of talked about not only just your performance, because we know some people are wonderful performers, but their behavior is not so Christian and not so great off stage.
Right.
So we've kind of done a holistic approach to the music industry that's totally different than anyone else has done it. You know, most of the time it's either the business aspect or either spiritual aspect. We kind of cover it all. So you can ask any of the candidates, and, you know, I'd love to, can't wait to hear from them to find out how helpful having that holistic approach to this program has really helped them.
That's really awesome. And, you know, I can't wait to hear from the candidates. We're going to take a break and listen to some music again. But when we come back, for all our listeners, we're going to get a chance to hear the candidates' point of view and ask them a couple questions. So you all sit tight, enjoy the music, and we'll be right back.
I'm going to walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. I'm going to walk it out, walk it out. The only way other cats can see this, cause they walking in blind faith. All things are possible, never will I doubt him. Faith is like my visa, never leaving home without it. Satan can't keep sifting us, so I'm never giving up, cause my Savior prayed for us. We live by faith and not by luck. When my faith is tested, I'm strapping my whole armor on. More than a conqueror,
watch me overcome.
The word's my weapon, fighting the fight of faith. Moving mountains out my way, haters get off my face.
mind, I gotta put it down on paper. The first thing that came to my mind was, Lord, save us. Save us from this world that's got us locked up in cages. We think we free, but we walk around with ankle bracelets. Write what's on my mind, I gotta put it down on paper. The first thing that came to my mind was, Lord, save us. Save us from this world that's got us locked up in cages. We think we free, but we walk around with ankle bracelets.
Oh my goodness, here we go again. Hurt and pain and suffering. What will I learn that I must die to be born again? Don't have to go through none of this. Broken hearted, lied to, backstabbed, cheated. Walking around looking defeated. Wishing that I wasn't breathing. Fell to my knees one night. All I could cry was, help me God. I found my hidden treasure in Christ. Thumbs up on cloud nine. On the ground I left my sinful nature. Darkness in with dwells with deep. Using my lips to give them honor, praise and glory. Not blowing trees, fornicating. My temple's renovated. My old habits I'm loose, cause Jesus overcame them. Now the spirit dwells in me. Cross my heart, I shall not die. Open up my vessel to receive all that's from on high. Peace, love, joy, obedience. Yes, this is my destiny. He wiped the scales clean. I was blind, now I can see. You ask me how I say the Lord is good. Just taste and see. I struck the Lord, giants came down. Hallelujah, yes, I'm free.
I write what's on my mind, I gotta put it down on paper. The first thing that came to my mind was, Lord, save us. Save us from this world that's got us locked.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man, Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Mama Glow, yo, you know who they was listening to?
Man, they was cranking it up, wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, man. We had that Living by Faith by Daughter of Zion, Proverbs 11 by Reginald C. Harris, and Lord Save Us by Third Day Records, man. A little variety out there for y'all.
Love it, love and you know it, I love the jazz one in the middle. Don't
yeah.
get it.
Yeah, we know, Mama
you
Glow.
You know exactly where I was. On that
yep, you're so baby. Predictable, Mom.
That was awesome. That was awesome, man. Well, we want to get back to our guests. We want to make sure, you know, we don't want to lose any time speaking with you all tonight. And so I had a question in particular for our candidates. Either one of you could take the opportunity to answer. But coming into the program, we were coming into ECMA. I kind of wanted to get an idea of what did you expect? And once you were in the program and a part of the program, how did that differ or was it similar to, you know, what it was that you actually expected and what you actually received?
Either one of you ladies can answer that and just introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, this is Evangelist Arnetta Yancey, mm-hmm. and thank you once again for having me also Yay. To be on your show. And awesome. Thank you to
Hi, thank you for joining us.
All of our coaches. What did I expect when I first came into ECMA? I actually did not know what to expect. Didn't know a lot about it. I met Mr. Harris at a workshop for the Independent Gospel in Chesapeake, Virginia. And didn't know a lot of what it was about, but know that I needed to know a lot more than what I knew as an independent artist, a new upcoming independent artist, and that I was spending my wills and was hoping that I could grab a hold of some information. And what did I get? A lot more than that.
Praise God.
A lot more.
Amen.
It's blown my mind. They have given us so much information from the business side to the musical side and to what you are in front of everyone and what you are behind the scene. It has caused me to line up my whole life to be sure that, as always, wow. that I'm lined up with the word, but also that my music ministry is completely separated from my personal life as far as business and everything that I need to do to follow the steps and as an upcoming artist is that I apply what I've been given, and every topic from the beginning to end, A to Z, has been covered, and I spend days, mm-hmm. every day, trying to do a little something to keep up with what has been given us. We all ended up with, I know, books and notes, so it has been awesome. Awesome. It is something awesome. That every Amen. Independent artist should actually become a part of.
That's awesome. Awesome. Amen. Lakeisha, if you could kind of give your take on that.
Well, for me, the ECMA program has just been it's been
life-altering. Just like Arnetta, I mean, we've received so much information that I know in the secular industry you had to pay for.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I mean, for what you receive, you get so much knowledge that can put you in a position of power, of empowerment. And the thing that I love, one of the things, there's so much that I loved about the program, but the things that I love about the ECMA, one, are the realness. One, it addresses all of the issues that we have as artists, our confidence, how we can command the stage and how we can kind of take control of the situation and from a spiritual perspective, which makes a complete difference than just trying to put on a show. It's very honest, and it teaches us how to be more honest with ourselves and with our audience. We've learned just the networking, how to reach out to others. One of the things that's great about the ECMA program as well is that we have candidates all over the country. So, I mean, we can reach out to different people in different areas, and it allows us to have opportunities to even expand our own territory when we get to go visit those other candidates.
Awesome.
It's just been an amazing, amazing, amazing program. I can't say that enough.
Wow. And I would like to interject here, this is Mama Glow again, guys, that the Bible tells us my people are destroyed. And in our industry, which is gospel, spreading the good news through praise and musical, blah, 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 we totally have neglected it. And I really would love to talk to you later on, Mr. Harris, because I have, based on the Lord, too, I do Flowing in the Anointing seminars. And it blew my mind when I would go into churches with 400 strong. After the seminar, everybody's laying on the floor and demons is rolling off everybody because the ministers of the gospel, of course, Judah means praise, so we're ministers of Judah, have not continued to train the armies on a regular basis with the knowledge so they can go and do the work. Because if you don't have the anointing to do the work, and that's the anointing in the deliverance and being a part of the word or in the business aspect, because we do Luke 14:22, that no man sits down to build a tower unless he count the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just out there kind of like freestyling. That ain't cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kudos, Mr. Harris.
Mama Glow, can I make a comment on what, give on your B clause to the scripture you just imparted with us?
Mm-hmm. Come on in.
You said the people perish for the lack of knowledge. That is absolutely correct. But second part to that, the B clause, is that that's because they refuse the knowledge.
A lot of artists,
they cherry pick what they think they can use in this, in the different, you know, in their travels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will do a showcase, or they may try to fast track, put the CD, you know, go into the studio and get it out in the marketplace as soon as they can. But all of those other pieces that are floating out there, grab a hold to it. And especially when something like a ship break into pieces, if you grab, remember in the Bible it said when the ship broke into pieces, they clung to the broken pieces, but all of them made it to shore.
Right.
Right.
And that's what you have to look at this whole industry as so fragmented, but you grab what you can and use what you can in order to be successful. A lot of times the Christian gospel artists will not tread to the social market, the social media marketplaces, where the R&B artists or the urban artists, where they tread to. And a lot of times they look at them and they say, wow, why are they so successful? Why are they selling so many units? And the average Christian gospel artist can barely make ends meet. It's because they're utilizing those tools that are out there that's laid up for us. The earth is the Lord's. But you got to go
and get
it.
And the cattle on a thousand hills. Don't play with it now.
Well, before we get too much time, get away from us, Mr. Harris, let everybody know how to connect to ECMA, what's coming up for the finalization of the program this year.
Okay. The best way to connect with us since you cut my sermon off.
Sorry,
I was just getting wound
up. Gotta get the business taken care of, though.
let's go back to the business. I was just getting wound up. She know once I get started.
You just took a sip of the water.
But anyway, let me go to www.smpecma.com.
One more time. One more time.
Learn all about the Excellence in Christian Music Academy. Once again, I'll give that website again. It's www.smpecma.com.
Mm-hmm. And what's coming up later this year?
Later this year, since we have completed our education and our motivational phase of the program, in October, we roll into what we call the recognition phase of the program, mm-hmm. where we have what we call the Excellence in Christian Music Concert Gala. At this gala in October, it's going to be the weekend of October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, 2013. Mm-hmm. This is where we recognize all of the candidates for successfully completing the program.
Right.
They will have the opportunity to perform. We will recognize them with certificates of achievement and, you know, awards and so forth, and we will just have a great time.
Amen.
The whole weekend.
Amen. Amen. So I'm looking forward to being in D.C. this October to help celebrate and applaud all of these great artists who made
a
small investment.
They
made a small investment.
We have plenty enough room for you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I want to emphasize this fact to the listening audience, and I want them to understand. There are so many award programs out there, and where we differ is this is not a send in your name, put it on the ballot, get your friends to vote, and then we make you Artist of the Year. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
This is an education, a motivation, and then a recognition program. If you do not successfully complete the curriculum and the courses or make a serious attempt to do this, then you do not successfully complete the program.
All right.
We're not trying to make Song of the Year,
mm-hmm.
Artist of the Year,
mm-hmm.
and all of those things. There are enough programs out there and enough award shows out there that you can just line your shelf with awards.
Mm-hmm.
But the question you have to ask at the end of the day, who's heard my music, who knows me, and is my phone ringing?
All right. With that, we're going to go into a break to pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to listen to some music and talk some more with our guest.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine. There is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Sanctuary, Atlanta's hottest Christian nightclub, presents Girl on Fire, Friday, May 24th. This one night only, all-female lineup is hosted by none other than Miss Ty Scott and Dice Campbell. Also featuring performances by Erica Combo, Fly Music, Queen Coco, Octavia Harris, Cameron Joy, AW, Misha T, and more. Specialty drinks and concessions will flow all night, and you don't want to miss the exclusive giveaways. This will be a night to remember, so make sure you are in the building as these dynamic women take over the Sanctuary stage. Doors open at 9 p.m. Ladies get in free before 10 p.m. $10 admission after 10. For more information, call 678-489-6494. Mention you heard this ad on iCulture Radio and get $1 off your ticket.
Another McClendon, Dave Stevens, Soul Joint, Wow.
I just wanna thank you. I just wanna thank you. I just gotta thank you. I just gotta thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh yeah. I just wanna thank you for every day you let me wait. The breath that I take, for the strength to make it through the day. When I lay down, everything is okay. 'Cause my life, you have control. Where you lead, best believe I'll go. Lord, I trust you with my life. 'Cause with you, I'm alright. For my ups, thank you. For my downs, thank you. For my tears, thank you. For my smiles,
oh, thank you.
Make me the woman I am today. From the start, thank you, the end, thank you. For my enemies, thank you.
To the swift, not to the strong. But one thing I know for sure is that I'm still yet holding on. I'm moving at a steady pace, and I'm focused on the prize. Not dropping out of this race. I gotta cross that finish line.
With you on my side, I know I can win.
You're my guide, and you are my closest friend.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio, radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back, yeah!
All right! That was off the chain, okay?
Right. All right, especially well, that, what'd you say, Mom?
I was like, especially that, you make me feel brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I was like, that was, I was vibing right there with that, okay?
Yeah, we had Thank You by Lisa McClendon, and then Won't Turn Back by Demita Haddon, and that last one was No Greater Love by Jay Ahmad featuring Miss Ty Scott on the spoken word piece.
Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah, that's always great when we have those feature those great artists. And for those who are listening maybe for the first time and don't understand why we don't play the full songs, we only play, because of the time we have here on the show, 1 minute of each song. And so each week, we also feature a 1 minute or ended listener-supported campaign. That's where we submit three to four songs to our Facebook and Twitter pages, and we allow the audience to vote on it. So,
yeah.
All right.
So that means you got to go out. Like, yeah. You know, we right, the whole point is Rick, so that we can Rick. Play the song. What? What's up?
You ready? Come on, I'm about to do it again. You make me feel brand new. You.
All right.
1 minute or end it, guys.
Yes,
what do y'all say?
Or end it.
1 minute or end it for Mama Glow. What do y'all think?
Where you at? Where's that? Where that hip hop at? Where you at?
Oh, I was supposed to pick it up.
You gonna spit?
I was supposed to pick it up.
Wow.
Where you at?
You gotta always be ready.
I am always ready.
What I'm saying?
I'm ready to go, like green light.
Yes, ma'am.
Ladies, put them young bugs to shame again.
Every time, Mom, you do it every time. My goodness, I think he's gonna have something for you on the next time you bring it to him. So
he'll have something for me.
Better be ready.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, let's get back to the guest.
Amen, amen. And with us tonight we have Henry Harris, Excellence in Christian Music Awards, and a couple of his guests, Miss Julia Ralston, Evangelist Arnetta Yancey, and Lakeisha Earls.
Hey,
y'all. Y'all having a good time?
Yes, we are.
Always.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Good, good.
Great. We're enjoying.
Ask one of them to spit something. I bet they can spit it quicker.
Come on. They probably could. But they're probably too shy. Are you guys too shy to spit some game on us? Yeah. Okay. Mr. Harris.
Don't hide on me, Arnetta.
Come on, now somebody drop something. Wait a minute.
I did have a question for Mr. Harris. Talking about the Excellence in Christian Music Awards program in October, I know you're planning to do an extensive weekend. Can you kind of shed some light on what the plans are?
The plans are, yes, we are looking forward to a full weekend. On that Friday evening, we are planning a meet and greet, mm-hmm. networking session, mm-hmm. with musical performances, so that all of the candidates and coaches and even some of the attendees or VIPs, as you will get a chance to network mm-hmm. with all of the participants for the weekend.
Right.
That's what we will be doing on that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night is the concert gala. It starts at 8:00, and if you go to our website, which is the www.smpecma.com, there is a ticket link and an activity link there. If any of your listening audience desire to join us for that event and purchase a ticket.
Yes.
Okay. Tickets are only $25. Mm-hmm. And then we are planning another event for that Sunday. And, of course, Sunday is also ends up being a travel day mm-hmm. for the participants, and a lot of them will head back to their respective places.
Right, right. Okay, and I know we were toying around with maybe doing a charitable event with one of the
and oh
schools.
yes, mm-hmm. yes, I forgot to mention on that Friday night, prior to the networking event that will take place that evening, we plan to visit one of the local high schools mm-hmm. in the Washington D.C. area, mm-hmm. and this particular high school is the home of the Stella Award-winning choir.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They actually won the Stella Award for Children's Performance of the Year.
Wow.
Oh, right.
And
right.
We plan to visit the high school and meet with the music department, meet with the kids, have some of the artists talk to the kids one-on-one, and also in a joint session, And then we also plan to have participate in the swap.
Swap and meet. Swap and meet. Yeah, that's that we're gonna the UGAI KICK Community Improvement Corporation is gonna sponsor a swap and meet program there at
swap meet.
Yeah, swap and meet, because we're gonna have we're gonna invite the high school students to bring a negative or otherwise not positive music presentation, or you know, one of their CDs or a single that they maybe have on their iPod, electronic form, and we'll swap it for music that our artists and participants will provide. In addition to that, we are looking to have sponsors sponsor some scholarships to that we can give away to our students. So be looking for more information to come forward for that.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
it should
awesome.
Take place at a swap meet.
No.
Y'all should. No. It should be a swap and meet at the swap meet.
No, we're going to be at the high school with the high school children's. Yes.
I'm saying.
Awesome. Okay.
I think that's going to be a great event, because here again, you know, it's just like, you know, just bring in, you know, we don't care how old it is.
That's right. We don't care. We just want to get something positive in your hands.
And give me some positive music.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Inspirational music. So tell people, Mr. Harris, how they can find you on social media, how they can connect with you. Give us your information.
Of course, I am located across all the social media platforms. You know, you have to practice what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
I am on Facebook. You can reach me at facebook.com/SpiritCo1. Or you can look up under Henry Harris,
mm-hmm.
and we say Spirit Co. One. Spirit Co. One. I also own and operate a internet radio called Spirit Co. One Christian Internet Radio, where we play all different types of genres of music. Mm-hmm. Here again, once again, I believe in inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they send us the music, if it's of quality, we will include it in our playlist.
Awesome.
So I am on social media. You can reach me also on twitter.com/SpiritCo1. I'm on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on some of those other ones that I can't even pronounce.
Awesome. All right, before we get out of here, I just want to give some final words to our other guests, Lakeisha, Miss Minister Yancey, and Miss Royston, before we get out of here. 30 seconds, ladies. Can you give me something? I put you on the spot, right?
Oh, that's 10 seconds with
the right.
This is Evangelist Arnetta Yancey, and I just want to say, if there's an independent artist out there that is struggling and you're trying to figure out which way to turn, then I encourage you to check out ECMA, Excellent in Christian Music Academy. It'll push you beyond your limits. You'll know who you are, what's your purpose, and your deep desires and your passions, your hurts and your failures will focus on helping someone else. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Last FM, anywhere on the internet, Evangelist Arnetta Yancey. Got a new project coming up. My website, I'm also do women's conferences, Aim High Music, MUSIQUE.com. And I say to everyone, aim high and conquer.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, this is Julia Royston. I'm a psalmist teacher, etc. I encourage anyone who is an artist to hone their craft, join ECMA, but also make sure that you're spiritually connected to the God you sing about.
Amen.
I'm at Julia Royston, JuliaRoyston.net. I also have a blog, frontlineworshippers.com. It is a book, a whole Bible study resource on worship to check out as well there. Also have a book publishing company, bkroystonpublishing.com. And I'm on Facebook,
right,
Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace even.
Ha! Hey.
Oh, man.
Right.
You got a Black Planet still?
Yeah, .net. Right. Thank you for the opportunity, everybody.
Awesome. Lakeisha?
Hi, and what's up, fam? This is your girl, Lakeisha Earls. I just want to say thank you so much for having me. The ECMA program has truly been a blessing to my ministry and in my own confidence as an artist. You can find me at www.lakeishaearls.com.
I also have a website inspired by Mr. Henry Harris and you as well, Ursula, called UrbanSoulGospel.com, where I share music and posts about other artists and other ministries that are doing things independent. And it's free, so if anyone's interested in being featured on UrbanSoulGospel.com, get in touch with me. Again, that's LakeishaEarls.com. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, this has been a delight this evening.
Yeah, I was going to run mine down. I wanted to get my website. Yeah, they call me Rick Black. That's RICBLAK.
I need to repent.
You can find me on Twitter at Real Rick Black. Instagram, Real Rick Black, straight flexing.
And Earth D, don't you run yours down because you
got. I got so many. Have you seen her?
Have you seen the signature in her email address?
I do that on purpose.
Her signature.
I just want y'all to know I do it on purpose.
Her signature is a novel.
It's a book. All right, iCulture. iCulture Nation, we are signing off for this week. Make sure y'all catch up with us next week. Same bat time, Mom.
Same bat station.
Yeah. Same bad place. All over.
iCulture Radio.
We out.
God bless.
All right.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.